So who the hell was she? I asked. She didn't answer, just started nudging her cup around and around on her saucer, prodding at the handle with her forefinger, turning it 10 degrees at a time. The heavy foam and the chocolate dust stayed still while the cup rotated. She was thinking like crazy. 8 weeks ago, she said. I nodded. What alerted them? They got into your computer, I said. This morning, or maybe last night. She looked up from her cup. That's what you were asking me about? I nodded, said nothing. Teresa isn't in the computer. She's off the books. Did you check with Elliot? I did better than check. I searched the whole of his hard drive and all of his files on the main server back in D.C. I've got total access everywhere. I looked for Teresa, Daniel, Justice, Beck, Maine, and Undercover, and he didn't write any of those words anywhere. I said nothing. How did it go down? I'm not really sure, I said. I guess at first the computer told them you had somebody in there, and then it told them it was a woman. No name, no details, so they looked for her. And I think it was partly my fault they found her.
How?
I had a stash. Your Glock and the ammo and a few other things. She found them. She hid them in the car she was using. Duffy was quiet for a second.
Okay. And you're thinking they searched the car and your stuff made her look bad, right?
I guess so.
But maybe they searched her first and found the shoe.
I looked away. I sincerely hope so.
Don't beat up on yourself. It's not your fault. As soon as they got into the computer, it was only a matter of time for the first one they looked at. They both fit the bill. I mean, how many women were there to choose from? Presumably just her and Teresa. They couldn't miss.
I nodded. There was Elizabeth, too, and there was the cook. But neither one of them would figure very high on a list of suspicious persons. Elizabeth was the guy's wife, and the cook had probably been there 20 years.
But who was she? I asked.
She played with her cup until it was back in its starting position. The unglazed rim on the bottom made a tiny grinding sound.
It's obvious, I'm afraid. Think of the timeline here. Count backward from today. 11 weeks ago, I screwed up with the surveillance photographs. 10 weeks ago, they pulled me off the case. But because Beck is a big fish, I couldn't give it up. And so 9 weeks ago, I put Teresa in without their knowledge. But also because Beck is a big fish, and without my knowledge, they must have reassigned the case to someone else. And 8 weeks ago, that someone else put this maid person in right on top of Teresa. Teresa didn't know the maid was coming, and the maid didn't know Teresa was already there.
Why would she have nosed into my stuff?
I guess she wanted to control the situation. Standard procedure. As far as she was concerned, you weren't anybody kosher. You were just a loose cannon, some kind of troublemaker. You were a cop killer, and you were hiding weapons. Maybe she thought you were from a rival operation. She was probably thinking of selling you out to Beck. It would have enhanced her credibility with him. And she needed you out of the way because she didn't need extra complications. If she didn't sell you out to Beck, she would have turned you into us as a cop killer. I'm surprised she didn't already.
Her battery was dead. She nodded.
8 weeks. I guess kitchen maids don't have good access to cell phone chargers.
Beck said she was out of Boston.
Makes sense. They probably farmed it out to the Boston field office. That would work, geographically. And it would explain why we didn't pick up any kind of water cooler whispers in D.C.
He said she was recommended by some friends of his?
Yeah, plea bargainers, for sure. We use them all the time. They set each other up quite happily. No code of silence with these people.
Then I remembered something else Beck had said. How was Teresa communicating?
She had an email thing, like yours.
In her shoe?
Duffy nodded, said nothing. I heard Beck's voice loud in my head. I'm going to start searching people's shoes, that's for damn sure. You can bet your life on that.
When did you last hear from her?
She fell off the air the second day.
Duffy went quiet. Where was she living?
In Portland. We put her in an apartment. She was an office clerk, not a kitchen maid.
You been to the apartment? She nodded.
Nobody's seen her there since the second day.
You check her closet?
Why?
We need to know what shoes she was wearing when she was captured.
Duffy went pale again.
Shit, she said. Yeah, right. What shoes were left in her closet?
The wrong ones.
Would she think to ditch the email thing?
Wouldn't help her. She'd have to ditch the shoes, too. The hole in the heel would tell the story, wouldn't it?
We need to find her.
We sure do. She was very lucky today. They went looking for a woman, and they happened to look at the maid first. We can't count on her staying that lucky much longer.
I said nothing. Very lucky for Teresa, very unlucky for the maid. Every silver lining has a cloud. Duffy sipped her coffee, grimaced slightly like the taste was off, and put the cup back down again.
But what gave her away? In the first place, that's what I want to know. I mean, she only lasted 2 days, and that was 9 whole weeks before they broke into the computer.
What background story did you give her?
The usual, for this kind of work. Unmarried, unattached, no family, no roots. Like you, except you didn't have to fake it.
I nodded slowly. A good-looking 30-year-old woman who would never be missed. A huge temptation for guys like Paulie or Angel Doll. Maybe irresistible. A fun thing to have around. And the rest of their crew might be even worse. Like Harley, for instance. He didn't strike me as much of an advertisement for the benefits of civilization. Maybe nothing gave her away. Maybe she just went missing. You know, like women do. Lots of women go missing. Young women especially. Single, unattached women. Happens all the time, thousands a year.
But you found the room they were keeping her in.
All those missing women have to be somewhere. They're only missing as far as the rest of us are concerned. They know where they are, and the men who took them know where they are. She looked at me.
You think it's like that?
Could be.
Will she be okay?
I don't know. I hope so.
Will they keep her alive?
I think they want to keep her alive, because they don't know she's a federal agent. They think she's just a woman.
A fun thing to have around, I thought. Can you find her before they check her shoes?
They might never check them. You know, if they're seeing her in one particular light, as it were, it would be a leap to start seeing her as something else.
She looked away, went quiet. One particular light. Why don't we just say what we mean?
Because we don't want to.
She stayed quiet. 1 minute. 2. Then she looked straight back at me. A brand new thought. What about your shoes?
I shook my head. Same thing. They're getting used to me. It would be a leap to start seeing me as something else.
It's still a big risk.
I shrugged.